welcome back. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
The cutest and the prettiest.
And the smartest.
Teachers there are
around. And the most fun.
Yeah. We're almost like Mary Poppins, except she's not as good as us.
She is ageless, isn't she?
She is.
I think apparently she won't.
And she's like, so beautiful in the movie.
I know. I love Julie Andrews and her voice.
So classic.
My gosh.
I love that movie. Mm. And I really like the new one, too. I love the new story.
Did you also watch the new one?
Yeah, I did.
I liked it a lot.
All right. So, yeah, if you're big fans of Mary Poppins, just like us, you kind of also want to know the backstory to this, right?
Yeah.
I know I do. Okay. Then let's take a look.
Reading.
Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins was the first successful book by Australian-English author P.L. Travers. Travers would go on to write 7 more Mary Poppins books. The 1964 Disney film made her stories more famous, though Travers wasn't crazy about the movie. She felt Disney's Mary wasn't strict enough. Being strict is one of the main themes of the books. Travers believed children should have fun and use their imaginations. However, she felt this was much easier when they followed the rules. For her, structure and order meant the children could safely enjoy their childhoods. Therefore, while Mary takes the Banks children on adventures, she also disciplines them firmly at times. Another idea the books present is the role of adults in children's lives. In the stories, Mary's wise but unusual friends are the focus of many of the adventures. This shows the importance of giving children proper guidance as they grow up. Mary's efforts to bring the Banks family closer together call attention to the role that parents play.
All right, so let's learn a little bit more about Mary Poppins' story, who wrote it, where it came from. It's actually a really, really cool story, too, because they also made a movie out of this process. So let's take a look. It says, Mary Poppins was the first successful book by Australian-English author P.L. Travers.
Awesome, Australian.
Yeah, you're
Same
Australian.
Here. I know, right? Mary Poppins 是这个澳洲或是英国这个作家的这个 P.L. Travers, OK, 的第一本成功写的书哦。所以哇，这个作家真的超强的。
Yeah, she made a lot of money out of that. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like...The J.K. Rowling at that time.
Yeah, I think. 对啊，他真的超像那个哈利波特的那个作家。
Next it says, Travers would go on to write 7 more Mary Poppins books. Okay, so yes, she wrote one book, but later on in the future, she wrote even more. She wrote 7 more. So here we can say go on. Go on just means continue. So she would continue to write 7 more Mary Poppins books. So this wasn't her only...the story that we just read wasn't her only Mary Poppins book.
所以她会赚更多钱咯。
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay, 我们不是只是看起来好不好哦。Travers 呢他其实继续写7本 Mary Poppins 的这个系列的书本。当我们用继续做什么事情或持续怎么样我们可以用 go on 这个 phrase. Okay, 比方像是 How much longer will the meeting go on? 就是到底还要持续多久好累哦开会就是最真的很累很长。Okay, so it also means to go on to continue doing something. For example, she went on working or she continued to work after everyone else had stopped.
Oh my goodness, such a hard worker. Next, in the article, it says, the 1964 Disney film made her stories more famous, though Travers wasn't crazy about the movie. Okay, so the movie that Laura and I were talking about was actually in 1964 made by Disney, but in the beginning, she was not so crazy about it, okay? To be crazy about something or to not be crazy about something... Let's take a look at what that means. So when you're crazy about something, it means you really like it. It makes you behave in a crazy way. You're kind of like, oh my God, I really want to watch it again or I really want to learn more about it. When you're not crazy about something, it means the opposite.
I know, because Tiffany and I, we're crazy about the movie Mean Girls.
Yeah.
真的，你们应该去看《辣妹过招》。It's probably really an old movie for you guys, but
it's so classic, it's so good.
而且里面的女生都超正的。OK.
I know, just like us.
好了，我知道我们在自己讲。OK, 我们来看一下1964年，哇，有这么久了，的迪士尼电影让这个它的故事更加有名。可是你知道吗？我跟 Tiffany 这么喜欢这个电影的版本，可是其实 Travers 他对电影版的并没有很喜欢。 OK, 到底是为什么？待会会知道为什么。但 be crazy about something 通常有热衷于什么什么或是为什么着迷哦。嗯，那到底要怎么用呢？当然要请教我们的 PPGO Sam 老师。
Pocket Phrase Go
还记得1970年代我发行了我的单曲、哦、Your Song, 当年呢可真是风靡大街小巷哦。 The whole country is crazy about my music. No, 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 no. It's the whole world is crazy about my music. 哎呀，不只是英国，全世界呢都为我的音乐着迷啦。 I hope you don't mind. 哎呀，你可别介意哦，我强说我就是这么有魅力。如果呢我们说人呢 be crazy about something, 为了什么东西发疯了，就表示呢非常热衷，非常着迷。例如啊，是对我的音乐，或是呢像我的朋友 David, 他是个西班牙人哦。 David is crazy about football, 他非常热衷于足球哦。 be crazy about something, 为什么东西着了魔。
Alright, so why was Travers not crazy about the Disney movie? I mean, everyone loved it. It says here, she felt Disney's Mary wasn't strict enough. Being strict is one of the main themes of the books, okay? So she wrote the story with a theme in mind, and her theme was that, you know, you should be strict, you should follow the rules, because there's always a reason for that. A theme here is just the main subject that is being talked about or discussed in a writing, movie, or et cetera. So usually whenever you read something, especially a story, a novel, there's always a theme there, and you kind of have to go and think about what it is. Movies also have themes as well.
Cool, OK, 所以呢我们现在来就来听听看为什么他不喜欢电影版本。 OK, 这个作者他觉得呢迪士尼版的 Mary Poppins 啊、哦、不够严格。还记不记得我们昨天有学到 strict 就是严格，因为他觉得呢就是严格是这系列书的主旨之一哦。 theme 这个字有主题或是主旨哦，它是一个名词，像是 theme park 就是我们最喜欢的主题乐园
Disney。
对，或者是哦 ，theme song 主题曲。Oh, 我们如果在看，噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔 ，Star Wars 有没有？马上我们就有这种叮咚叮咚，就是知道这个是什么主题曲。所以哈，原来他是 Mr. Banks 吗？没有，就是原来 Travers
。
对呀、啊，我现在才知道，因为我们都不知道作家是怎样的人。Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It says here, Travers believe children should have fun and use their imaginations. Okay, that's actually quite contrasting though, because she writes about being strict, but then she also believes children should have fun and to use their imaginations. It's quite interesting. Let's first learn about the word imagination though.Imagination is a noun, and it means to have the ability to imagine things that are not real. So, for example, you can picture something in your mind, even though you have never seen it or you have never done it before. For example, I can say, the children are full of imagination. They built a castle out of pillows and boxes.
I want to do that.
I know, it sounds fun, right?
I know. Okay, hope.所以呢 Travers 他相信小孩应该要怎么样 have fun, 要玩乐啊，有乐趣啊，并且使用他们的想象力。好啦，截至目前为止我也认同，但是为什么他又提到严格，我们待会会知道为什么。那首先先来看一下，小朋友们都有的 imagination, 应该小朋友都比大人比较有趣。这个 imagination 就是想象力，它是一个名词。比方像是如果你是没有想象力的人，可能呢你就比较不会怎么样编故事或是说故事啦。你就可能会这么说 ,I can never make up stories, 我从来不会编故事。 I have absolutely no imagination. 我根本没有什么想象力。那有时候呢，我觉得很有趣。Sometimes the author does not tell us what happens to the characters. We have to use our imagination. But sometimes I hate it when the story doesn't have an ending and then you kind of like keeps
you too much.
对啊，像 Inception 那一部。
I know.
It's like, 到底他是在做梦还是没有做梦？
I don't even want to think about it. It's too difficult.
Okay, so we know, we agree, right? Mm-hmm. That children should have fun and use their imaginations. So what does that have to do with about being strict?
I know. It says here, however, she felt this was much easier when they follow the rules.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't want noisy children around, I think, right? Because, like, maybe when children are having fun, they kind of go crazy and they might scream and stuff. So maybe she just doesn't like children. I think that's what it is.
And maybe a lot of dangerous things will happen.
Yeah, like maybe children could get hurt or something.
Probably.
I'm not sure.
Okay, 不过这里呢，我们先来看一下哦，就是他提到就是 much easier. 其实像很多啦，比如说 much, far, even, a lot.跟 yet 等等这些字词都可以在街上比较级 OK 好，所以我懂了，他们觉得这个 Travis 他觉得呢，还是说小朋友们当他们在遵循规矩的时候呢，这样子做到就是拥有想象力啊或是玩乐啦，会比较简单，会更加简单，这样子的意思哦。 OK 这个好啦，我有点点认同 maybe 我跟 Tiffany 刚刚想说可能小朋友可能有时候会蛮失控的 OK 那如果再加一个例句呢，我马上知道我可以讲什么哦。 I think Lockie is much more good looking than Thor.
Really?
对，你觉得 Thor 比较好看吗？不会吧。
I think they're both really good looking, but I like Thor more. I think
可是我现在想要破梗，因为 Thor 在最后那个版本他走中好不好。
I love that though, it was so funny.
Okay, 对啦，我也爱他。
I like his belly.
那如果呢， OK 我们注意哦，这个是大家很容易犯的，就是如果很多人会用 very 对不对， OK 但是 very 不能修饰比较级，它是只能用来修饰原级。 OK我们来比较一下，比方OK Snow White is very good at singing. OK 这时候我就用 very good OK 嘛。 However, I think Ariel 是谁呢，就是小美人鱼， and Belle 就是美女与野兽那个贝儿， they are much better looking than Snow White. 我这样会不会很坏啊？
I
心中觉得 Snow White 不是我的菜。
Yeah,
okay.
I like Sleeping Beauty more.
Right.
Yeah.
And
sorry, Snow White.
Actually, I like Sleeping Beauty as well. The
She's
most.
Pretty.
Okay. And both Ariel and Belle, they can sing.
Yeah.
They probably can sing a lot better as well.
Sorry, Snow White.
好啦。
All right.
Okay, 不要打我们喜欢白雪公主的人。
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyways, before we make more people angry, let's take a look at the article. It says, for her, structure and order meant the children could safely enjoy their childhoods. Oh, so you guessed it. You said that maybe if they follow the rules and they don't get hurt. This is the same thing that she thought. She believed that when there's structure, when children follow the rules or when they follow certain things, it means that children won't get hurt. They could safely enjoy their childhood. Yeah, let's first learn the word childhood first. Childhood is a noun and it means a period of time when a person is a child. So that's usually like when from you're a baby to when you're an adult around 18. So that's childhood. Or maybe even, I would say, much younger than that. Maybe when you're a baby to when you're like a teenager around like 13, 14. Because from 13 to 14, it's another period of time. All right, let's take a look at the word childhood and we can use it in a sentence like this. One of my favorite memories from childhood is playing at the pool all day during summer break. Ah, what fun.
I want that as well. Okay. 所以呢，回到课文，对这个作家来说呢，他觉得啊，结构跟命令就是代表孩童们可以安全的享受他们的童年。怎么为什么我听起来觉得他还是好像很严格，有点像我的妈妈。 OK 我们先来看一下 childhood 就是童年，它是一个名词。那我们什大部分的童年我们都是开心的回忆嘛，但是有些人呢可能就是他们的童年如果很不开心，就可能会是 she had an unhappy childhood or childhood is not always a happy time. 并不总是快乐的时光。但是每次想到的童年的回忆，我 都是开心的啦。童年回忆我们可以用 childhood memories 来表示哦。那有时候我们常常可能小时候就是去哪里玩，然后后来长大的时候可能都没有去，然后突然再经过就会说、oh, I remember this place from my childhood、
mm, That's right.
Maybe a park or something.
Yeah, or like maybe an amusement park that you've been to.
Yeah. All right,
next here it says, therefore, while Mary takes the bank's children on adventures, she also disciplines them firmly at times, okay? So she does have fun with them, but she also makes sure that they listen to her. Here we see the word therefore. It's an adverb and it just means because of that or for that reason, okay? So because Travers' own thoughts are that, you know, children should follow the rules even though they can have fun and they should follow the rules at the same time. So that's why in the story, Mary is like that as well.
Okay, 所以因此呢，当 Mary Poppins 带着 Binks 的小孩去冒险的时候，大家有没有发现他同时也会时时的严谨的教导着他们 ？Okay, 所以他还是不会说只是玩得很开心然后就疯掉了。这里呢，我们看到 therefore。这个副词就是因此怎么样，所以什么什么 ，OK， 它是有一个转折 ，OK， 说所以会怎么样怎么样，表示结果这样的意思。OK， for example， I could say the cell phone is thin and light， and therefore very convenient to carry around。感觉我好像在卖手机哦，有没有？不过我最近想要换手机。OK， 那刚刚我们还看到。Discipline, OK, 不过注意哦，在本课是当作动词来用，有训练或者是教导这样子的意思哦。
Mm-hmm. Next it says here, another idea the books present is the role of adults in children's lives, OK? So another idea or another theme we can say in the story or in these books is how important adults can be in children's lives. So here we see the word role. Role here is a noun and it means a part that someone has in another person's life or in another person's situation. So here, for example, I can say my parents played a big role in me getting into Harvard University. It means that they played a big part in me getting to this point today.
Wow.
I'm not in Harvard.
OK, 没有，这刚子例句哦。就是 Tiffany 没有上哈佛，没有啦，开玩笑的哈。所以另外一个这个书呢，其实是要传达的一个概念，就是大人们在小孩生活中的职责。这里我们提到了 role, OK, 这个字哦。其实这个字还有角色的意思，不过在本科有职责或者它也有作用的意思，它是一个名词哦。比方像是呢，诶，如果你有没有那种朋友他很喜欢介绍就是男朋友给你啊，或是女朋友给他说哈你单身，那我要介绍谁谁谁，那我们就可以说 She likes to play the role of matchmaker with her friends. Okay, that'll be good. 那就可以介绍给 Tiffany 看有没有就是不错的男生这样子。
I have a long line waiting. I'm just kidding. Alright, next in the story it says, in the stories, Mary's wise but unusual friends are the focus of many of the adventure. So last time we learned about the wise old snake, maybe she has a very happy turtle or whatever, I don't know. But that, yeah, all of these people are the focus of her many adventures with the children.
没错，在故事当中 ，Mary 呢，这个有智慧但是独特或是就是很不寻常的。很特别的这些朋友们，还记不记得那条蛇啊？是他的 cousin 有没有？是很多冒险当中的一个焦点，一个重点哦。就是小朋友可能会觉得，哇，我想要跟这个蛇学习，还是跟谁学习这样子。
Next it says, this shows the importance of giving children proper guidance as they grow up. Okay, that I agree with. You should always make sure that kids are going in the right path and that they know what is right or wrong. So guidance here is a noun and it just means help or advice that kind of tells you what you should do. Okay, it just basically means how to guide someone or giving someone some way of doing things. For example, I can say my big sister always offers me guidance when I need it. So if I need help, I can ask my sister to help me, guide me in the right way or to tell me the right thing to do.
OK， 所以呢，这展现了呢，在就是小孩成长当中要给小孩适当的指导的重要性。对啦，因为小朋友可能会觉得透过这些角色啦，或者是很有趣的一个内容，然后他们需要一些正面的一个指导，那这样看他们会觉得哦，比较有趣，也比较想要听哦。因为太严厉的话，可能小孩子也听不下去。那我们先回到刚刚的 guidance 这个名词，就是指导。嗯，比方像是像有一些学校或是有一些地方，他可能会对于有人想要对未来这些职业咨询指导，他就会去找 career guidance， OK？ 或者是呢 ，I've always looked to my father for guidance in these matters， 就是在这些问题上，我总是会请教，就是我的父亲指点一下，就是说指点迷津，或者说我应该要怎么做啊？所以 guidance 就是指导的意思。
Mm-hmm.Next in the article says, Mary's efforts to bring the Banks family closer together call attention to the role that parents play. Okay, call attention to, this phrase just means to bring something to someone's notice or to make someone recognize something. Okay, and Mary's efforts. So she really, really tries hard to bring this family close together. Here we see the word effort. It's a noun and it means work done.By someone. So it's just putting in work to do something. You can use your mind when you want to put in effort. You can use your body as well to put in effort. So if you want to push your refrigerator to another place, you might have to put in a lot of effort. You might have to use a lot of your strength, your body strength. If you have to finish a project or study for something, you might have to put in effort to study for that. Let's take a look at a sample sentence. It says, everyone put a lot of effort into making the movie.Now the movie is very successful.
Are you talking about Toy Story 4?
Yeah!
Oh my god,
such a good movie、
wait.
too. I know, I can't wait.
Okay, anyways, okay, 我们回到故事，先要 calm down. Okay, 故事中因为 Mary Poppins 的关系、如果大家有看过的话，你就会发现就是他有让这个 Banks 夫妇就是体验到就是亲子温情的可贵，然后所以这个小朋友们也重新感受到这个亲情还有友情啦，都很棒哦。所以呢，课文就这样子提到说 ，Mary Poppins 的努力 efforts， OK， 就是把这个 Banks 一家人感情变得更亲近，让观众注意到这个父母要扮演的角色哦，这很重要，就是不要只是可能忙于工作，然后就忽略了跟孩子的亲子关系。首先我们先来看一下 effort， OK， 在这里是当做名词来用，就是有努力啦或者是尝试这样子的意思啊， OK， 比方像是 you can't expect to have any friends if you don't make the effort with people， 意思就是为了如果不努力跟人们怎么去交往啊，就是对对方好啊，你就不要想要说啊就是会有朋友，就是不是每个人就是要求大家对你好， OK， OK， 那还有 call somebody's attention to something， 这个片语就是把某人的注意力引到什么什么。好了，我真的跟 Tiffany 每一次就是都会聊太开心，然后我们时间都会爆掉，所以我们现在赶紧进行我们的 For You Chat。
For You Chat。
Okay, our For You Chat question for today is: Should you always follow the rules? Why or why not?
No! rules are there to break them.
Yeah, rules are meant to be broken.
Yay!
I mean, I think some are important, like if it's regarding like your safety, okay, yes, you should follow that.
I mean, okay, you know, in some schools here in Taiwan, they have like private schools.
Yeah.
You know, like girls, they are not supposed to have their hair long. Did you know this?
Really?
Yeah, well, I know that some、before. Private schools、okay. that are really strict. Even guys, I think they have to have like
wow,
really short
hair. Wow, they
still
have this rule?
Yeah.
That's
okay,
crazy.
I don't want to name the schools in case I get in trouble, but I do have some like private tutoring, as you know. And then、that my students will kind of complain to me and say, why do we have to cut our hair short?
I want long hair like
and
you.
And I can't really explain that. I mean, it's just a school rule that I can't really say.
And it's very outdated too.
It's not safe. I mean, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like rules like that, I think we don't have, we shouldn't have to have those rules around. But
yeah.
if it's something about your safety, like, okay, crossing
that.
The street,
yes, that's,
looking both ways,
yeah
that's
totally.
Very important. So.
Yeah. Also, even with uniforms, I kind of think, oh, that's a good idea because then you don't have to worry so much about
yeah,
what
honestly,
to wear every day.
I like uniforms.
Same,
I realized because at first when I went to also a private school, mm-hmm. we had to wear uniforms and I hated this rule. I'm like, why do uh-huh. I have to wear a uniform every day? But then as I got older, I was like, oh, yeah, this is nice.
I know.
Like, I don't have to
good.
Worry
I don't have
about
to spend money.
And
like,
I don't
too
have
much
to worry about
clothes.
What like, I need to wear every day.
I know.
Right?
It's actually a good idea. And also, but, you know, our school was quite strict because we had to wear specific colored, like, ribbons. Because our
oh,
school uniform was
right.
probably, we have to color coordinate.
Oh.
So we could only, I can't wear pink ribbons or something like that.
You can only wear blue or something.
We could only wear, this is going to sound really bad, green. Gold or yellow.
Okay, those are not cute colors. I'm sorry.
Sorry, yeah. Well, anyways, you guys have a chat because we're super out of time. We always do that because I love Tiffany and we love talking. So do you guys think you should always follow the rules? Tell us why or why not. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins was the first successful book by Australian English author P.L. Travers. Travers would go on to write 7 more Mary Poppins books. The 1964 Disney film made her stories more famous, though Travers wasn't crazy about the movie. She felt Disney's Mary wasn't strict enough. Being strict is one of the main themes of the books. Travers believed children should have fun and use their imaginations. However, she felt this was much easier when they followed the rules. For her, structure and order meant the children could safely enjoy their childhoods. Therefore, while Mary takes the Banks children on adventures, she also disciplines them firmly at times. Another idea the books present is the role of adults in children's lives. In the stories, Mary's wise but unusual friends are the focus of many of the adventures. This shows the importance of giving children proper guidance as they grow up. Mary's efforts to bring the Banks family closer together call attention to the role that parents play.
Vocabulary Review. Imagination. Young children often use their imaginations when they play with toys and dolls. Childhood. Charles and Ray have been friends since childhood, and now they own a business together. Therefore. Brenda loves spending time outdoors. Therefore, she goes camping whenever she has free time. Role. Paul plays an important role in this office. He manages a team of 10 people. Guidance. When Scott was opening his restaurant, he received some guidance from his friend Darren, who is a chef. Effort. It took quite an effort for me to carry all those heavy boxes up to the third floor.
智慧小补帖.
Theme. Discipline.
This program is produced by Live English. Live English magazine, please visit all nationwide bookstores.如欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000或上网查询，网址是 www.english4u.net www.english4u.net 谢谢您的收听。